Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Your hair is soft and shiny, your beard is awfully neat. Your eyebrows are so tidy, to smell you is a treat. You look so terribly spiffing, you always steal the show. You fill my heart with laughter when I'm feeling low. Your humor is so super, you really make me smile. You're a man of information and as sweet as Tate and Lyle. We have so much in common, we get along just well. I love kissing boys and you love that as well. We'd really make a handsome pair, excepting one detail. If only you liked women, or if only I were male. We'd throw some splendid parties, invite our friends to dine, eat continental cheeses and drink the finest wines. Our home would be delightful, I think it's safe to say. We'd get along so famously, it's too bad that you're gay.
Happy 9/11, everybody.
Happy 9/11.
Well, it's actually 9/12 now, and by the time this comes out, it'll be 9/13. But
yeah, that's true.
We're human. We were going to record on Friday, but just like everybody else, we had 9/11 parties to go to.
Yes, we did.
It was pretty cool. We had our costumes on. Orion and I were each the towers.
Yes.
And Aldi,
Tower 1 and 2.
Aldi was a plane.
Yes.
It was awesome. She kept flying into us over and over throughout the night.
Yeah, she did.
It got a little old by the end of the night.
Yeah, it did.
But it was pretty cool. I mean, we made the costumes ourselves. So they're made out of cardboard. So, you know, it's not the coolest thing in the world, but they had little sections that we would cut out.
Yep.
So we could pop them off as the night went on.
Yeah.
We had little smoke machines underneath. So, like, when we popped a section off, there'd be smoke coming out of it.
Fuck yeah. The reactions were priceless.
And you know those green army men you can buy in, like, a bag? Well, every once in a while, I'd throw some of those out the hole.
Ah, man.
Jumpers.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Like every 9/11 party we have, you know, it was a lot of fun. They are killer parties.
My favorite part is that the drink of the night is the kamikaze, you know, the shot.
Yes. Oh, man. Those were killer.
I was thinking of a good, like, 9/11 related product.
Yeah.
Would be like, well, because everybody has 9/11 parties, it should be alcohol related.
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, you could have, like, mugs, like glass mugs shaped like the towers. And then you could have, like, you know how for, like, bachelorette parties, sometimes they'll get those, like, crazy straws with a penis on the end?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It'd be kind of like that, but it'd be a crazy straw with a plane on the end.
Oh, man.
I just, you know.
That'd be a great new addition.
And instead of the hole being in the top, it could be like a hole in the side of the mug that you put the straw in.
Ooh.
And instead of putting the plain part in your mouth, you put it in the drink.
That'd be great. Yeah. I like that idea.
We should sell those. If we ever get a store for the website,
yeah,
we'll sell those. Only on 9/11.
Yeah.
So you got to get in there quick.
Limited time only. Good shit.
But so we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We're on the rag and ovulating. It's an Eminem lyric. I was thinking about black people.
Oh, yeah.
And
when does a day go by when you don't think about blacks?
Exactly. I mean, well, they're loud. It's hard not to notice them.
They're everywhere.
And why don't black people ever just go inside? Like, you know, your house is for more than just storing stolen property. I mean, it's, you know, you can go in there sometimes. Maybe you should watch the stolen television in your living room.
Keep an eye on it. Yeah, that's true. They never go inside. They're always outside.
And I was thinking about this primarily because we have some black neighbors, and they've been okay recently, and I think it's because the cops were called on them. But
yeah.
But several times, and one night was the worst, but several times they've just been out in the stairwell, like half in the stairwell and half on the steps outside the stairwell.
Yeah, and we live in an apartment where you have to, like, you know,
you have to buzz to get in, or you need a key
for the front door, then you're in the stairway, then you go to the apartment.
So for one thing, they have the door wide open, which kind of defeats the purpose. That's another thing they do, actually, not to get too sidetracked, but they will always leave and purposely not shut the door all the way.
Yeah, though,
so that they can get back in without a key.
Yeah, they don't need a key. Fuck,
like,
it.
Do you not understand the purpose of this door?
This is security, like, so we don't get robbed.
Theoretically, we could all leave our doors unlocked all day long because there's one main door that's locked and you have to have a key or buzz to get in.
Yes.
they just don't, I guess they don't like that. Black people don't like locked doors. Anyway, so they're down there with the door wide open. Half of them are on the steps outside and half of them are on the steps inside.
Oh, yeah.
And they're up till like 3:30, 4 in the morning yelling and rapping and... They really were rapping too. That's not just me being racist.
No,
seriously. They were rapping and bouncing basketballs.
Yes. Fuckers.
And you can hear them like through the windows, like outside, and you can hear them through the main door inside because they're both outside and
it's
inside.
It's loud, man.
And they're yelling and screaming. And yeah, they got the cops.
They're just talking loud. Shit.
But that made me think about the fact that black people in general don't seem to like to be inside.
Yeah.
Like it's 4 in the morning. And you're home, so just go inside. Hang out.
Watch some TV.
Instead of fucking up everybody else's night. But, you know, if you drive through, like, a black neighborhood, in like, the middle of the day on a nice, like, summer day, everybody's outside.
Everybody's
on their porch. If they don't have a porch, they're on their front steps. If they don't have front steps, they're just wandering aimlessly up and down the street with their cell phone out texting somebody.
They're not talking to anybody.
But if you drive through a white neighborhood on the same day, you might maybe see somebody going out to check the mail or, I don't know, walking their dog. But most people are inside. The only time you're going to see a shitload of white people outside is if they're barbecuing or having a yard sale.
Or a parade, yeah. But
or a parade, but that's not in their neighborhoods usually. That's
That's true, yeah. Barbecuing and,
Yeah, you might see some guy with his garage door open working on his car or something, but you don't just see like 10 white people sitting on a porch drinking 40s.
Yeah, occasionally.
I guess maybe the reason black people don't like to hang out inside is because like if you pour one out for your homies inside, it makes a mess. I don't...
yeah. But dude, you notice every fucking day we come home, and this wasn't just here. It was the other apartment complex we lived at. And we'd come home, and there's always a car just sitting there in the parking lot with its lights on. Like, we come home from work, they're just sitting there. And they're there for hours, just sitting there in the car.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. And
just hanging out.
It's either in a parking spot, but here at this new apartment complex, it tends to be just in the middle of the road.
Yeah, that's true.
You're coming home, and they're like in your way. You can't even park because they're just sitting there and they're like still sitting there. And you're like, do I honk? I don't want to get shot. So you just kind of wait and eventually they'll slowly back up and you park. But it's like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah, today I came home and I was outside not smoking for a minute because you're not supposed to not smoke in the stairwell.
Yeah.
And so I was not finishing up my cigarette.
Yeah.
And there was a car with its lights on. It was dark already. And there was a car with its lights on and like 4 people sitting in it. I don't know what they were doing because they didn't seem to have just gotten there and they didn't seem to be leaving. And then all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there, a pickup truck pulls up behind that car and kind of blocks it in. And people get out of the pickup truck and go and get into the car. And they're still just sitting there. And I don't know. I was probably outside for 5-10 minutes. So, wow. Maybe it wasn't actually that long, but still... What the hell are you doing? And how did the people in the pickup truck know to meet you in your car?
Yeah. Where are you at?
Hey,
I'm in the car.
Drive over here and meet me in my car. Well, your car's way nicer to hang out in than my pickup truck. So
yeah, they don't think to go inside. And again, another thing that pisses me off is they're never inside. Like when, they're inside, but they'll show up. Like a friend comes over, I'll be outside, walking in, or maybe I'm, sleeping, and they fucking honk. They won't go up to the apartment and just knock and say, hey, how you doing? You ready? They're out in their car. Me.
Knocking's for suckers.
Me. And then if they don't come out, they just honk for hours, man. Maybe they're not home,
Yeah, good point.
Get the fuck out of your vehicle. Walk up the goddamn stairs. Buzz the apartment. Just see if they're home. Why do you gotta honk, man? It's fucking annoying.
It's like if you're parked in front of our apartment, it's literally like 10, 12 steps from your car to buzz the little thing
on
the front door.
Too many steps.
Another thing that pisses me off is the neighbors, the black neighbors that would sit outside all the time.
Yeah.
Those same neighbors buzz our apartment all the time.
Yeah,
they never buzz their own apartment.
Yeah.
They buzz ours to get in.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Fucking annoying.
The first couple of times I pushed the little like push to listen button.
Yeah.
And like the push to talk button. And I said, who are you looking for? And they said like Jerome.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you got the wrong apartment. But after a while, it's like they're not getting it. So I just buzz them in now, which is potentially dangerous, not dangerous because they're dangerous, but dangerous because I'm just buzzing anybody in.
Yeah, you know, they buzz and you just let them in. You don't know who the fuck that is.
Right. And I don't get it. Like, I have, they've buzzed, and I've pushed the, like, listen button, yeah, and I can hear them talking, and it's clearly them. Like, I can hear them talking. I know what they sound like, and it's them.
You might, yeah.
And so I just don't do anything. I just wait.
Yeah.
And they'll buzz again, and I wait. And then they'll buzz again, and they'll go, meep, 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 meep.
Like, they're pissed. Fucking inconsiterate. Yeah.
Like, they're pissed off at you that I didn't for not buzz letting them in. I don't know you, asshole. Your apartment is right across the hall. You don't know what apartment number you live in?
This is a system. It has a fucking label on it.
And they've been doing this for at least a year, so...
Yeah. It's annoying. Goddamn. And it's not just one thing, you know, to buzz us once and, you know, maybe we're fucking ourselves by letting them in. But it's annoying. But to do it, like, repeatedly. And at, like, 4 a.m, man.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's one thing they're outside yelling, but then they start buzzing like beep, 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 beep. You know,
they were outside yelling, and then apparently they all went outside for a minute and oops, the door got shut.
Yep.
And it's like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And they buzzed our apartment. And the first time I ignored it because I knew who it was. Fuck you.
Fuck.
So I ignored it. And they did it again. They started getting annoying with it. They like held it down like me.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
So I got up. I held down the listen button and I held down the buzzer to buzz the door open.
Yeah.
And I just held it. I held them both for probably like a full minute. And I'm just sitting there listening. And they opened the door and they came in, but some of them were still outside. And they're like, damn, how long they gonna buzz me in?
Fuck you. Fuck them.
I'm pretty sure. I don't remember exactly what they said, but I'm pretty sure they know they're not buzzing their apartment.
Yeah.
They're just dicks.
And then on one occasion, they weren't even buzzing just ours. They were buzzing everybody because I could hear muffled, you know, buzzing like below us.
In like other apartments.
Yeah. And then us, beep, 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 beep. It's like, fuck, man. That's so inconsiderate.
Maybe
you couldn't pay me to do that shit.
They're like, too lazy to copy their key. I know there's like 30 of them living in that apartment. So, you know, you only get like, what, 2 keys when you move in? But
yeah,
make copies.
That night that the cops came, apparently like a maintenance guy came as well.
Yeah, because somebody called the office and somebody called the cops.
And there was
probably two separate people.
Yeah, and I guess the office guy was saying like, you know, we get called to this address more than any other apartment address. This is bullshit, you know, and they were talking shit. But yeah, they got busted. So I don't know what's going to happen. But apparently that 3 strikes you're out rule, you know, with complaints.
Oh, yeah. That
doesn't apply
the
here.
The apartment, yeah, it has a 3 strikes, like 3 complaints on you and you're out of the apartment complex. Yeah. Apparently that doesn't work for black people. I don't know. It doesn't apply.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have a special like 30 strikes you're out rule for people of color.
Otherwise they wouldn't have anybody renting. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Fuck.
Black people.
Nigga, please.
I just had a good idea for a Halloween costume for this year because, you know, Halloween's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I just noticed that the Halloween stores are starting to pop up.
Yeah, it's kind of early. Halloween candy where I work.
Yeah.
Already out. Yep.
Yeah.
The fuck.
But anyway, Halloween's coming up and I just had an idea for a Halloween costume for this year. What I'm going to do is not actually put on a costume, just buy a 40, show up to a party, and just sit outside. That's the whole costume.
Yeah.
I just won't go
get
in.
It. Just stay outside all day.
Then if anybody asks, I'll go, isn't it obvious? I'm black.
Oh, man. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That'll beat my costume. I don't even know what I'm going to be, man. But yeah. Fuck. I wanted to also bring up, like, have you ever been on your way home from work or even to work because they're up at all hours? But the fucking kids, like, kind of down the street, they're on their bikes, but they're in the middle of the road, and they're either just standing in the middle of the road, or they're on their bikes, like, riding around in circles or towards your car, and you have to slow down and stop.
Yeah.
And they're still just kind of, like, in the way. They don't give a fuck, man.
One thing I've noticed a lot about at least the black people who live in our apartment complex, or maybe they're just visitors, I don't know, but the people who wander through the parking lot in our apartment complex... Yeah. Is that they walk as slow as possible when they're crossing, like, the, you know, the road part of the parking lot, like the part that you drive through.
Yep.
They walk as slow as possible. And I know pedestrians have the right of way, but like if there's
God
a car
damn.
Coming you know, most people would try to get, you know, finish what they're doing. You don't have to run or speed walk, but, you know, you speed up a little bit. You try to get across the road.
Yeah.
These people don't give a fuck. Like I said, they'll have their cell phone out. They're staring at their phone, not watching where they're going, walking as slow as they possibly can. And I'm just waiting.
Yeah. Jesus. Fucking assholes. Yeah. God, that pisses me off. And like, I'll be going to work. And like I said, we got a system where if I don't punch in on time, I'm written up, you know, right, and all that bullshit. So I try to leave kind of early, but sometimes it doesn't happen. And I'm on my way out and it's a 2-lane street, you know, one lane going one way, one lane coming back.
Right.
And there's a car just parked right next to another car and they're talking.
Yeah.
They're chatting.
My favorite is when two cars, is this what you mean? Or maybe it's not. My favorite is when two cars going opposite directions on a 2-lane road will stop and talk to each other.
Only in our area, man. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on in
your
fucking
head? Mad when you pull up behind one of them and like.
And I've noticed. They're like.
And I don't honk or anything. I just wait. You know, I'm not being an asshole.
Yep.
But you can tell, like, they're like, man, shit. Like, you can see it. The look on their face. They're pissed off.
They are.
Do you remember, I think it was like last month, there was like a, I don't know what to call it. I guess it's a tricycle.
Yeah.
Just sitting outside of our apartment for like a week. It's just sitting. There's like a sidewalk out in front of our apartment. And there's this, it's not like a kid's tricycle. It's like an adult-sized bike, but it's got three wheels and it's got a basket on the back. The only thing I can think of is that somebody maybe used it to deliver newspapers or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know what it's for, but it was just sitting on the sidewalk in front of our apartment for like a week and it never moved. So it's not like somebody was just really trusting and left it there and didn't think anybody would steal it. You know, like they were taking it out every day, but putting it back in that spot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it just randomly showed up one day and was there for a week. And then, like the next time I saw it, it was outside of our apartment complex, down the street a little ways and on the other side of the street, sitting on the sidewalk.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I
can only imagine.
I don't mean to be racist, but I kind of think maybe this was a stolen bike. But then, like, the person got it home and realized, this is a fucking tricycle. What do I want with this stolen tricycle? So they just abandoned it. And then maybe some other neighborhood kid picked it up and rode it down the street and then was like, this is a fucking tricycle. Everybody's going to make fun of me. So they got off it and left it again.
Yep.
I haven't seen it since.
I haven't either. Yeah, that was funny.
It's like this.
Are you kidding me, man?
Homeless bicycle. Tricycle. I've never even seen a bike like that. It's like an adult tricycle.
Yeah, and it's kind of old fashioned.
Like, yeah, it was like this faded blue color.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know who would ride that.
It's just such oddball shit keeps occurring, and it just blows my fucking mind. I don't know. I'm just in awe, like laughing to myself. What the fuck? Really?
You know, another thing, like those same neighbors, when they'll hang out inside the stairwell.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll sit on the stairs and there'll be two or three of them sitting right next to each other on the stairs. And I come in and I need to go up the stairs to get to our apartment. And they don't scoot over or stand up.
They don't get
out of the way.
Yeah.
I have to I practically stepped on one of them the other day because they didn't move.
That's pretty bad.
I said, excuse me. And they said, it's all right. But they didn't move. But they didn't move.
That makes no sense. Yeah,
like Are they? They always look mad at me.
Yeah,
like they're mad at me for living there.
I don't get it. I never will.
Go back to Europe, Whitey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It happened to me too. Yeah, I was coming in, and they're in the doorway, and I'm like, "Excuse me."
Maybe they think I called the cops on them. I don't know, but I didn't.
No, they don't. They don't know because there's so many apartments around. I think Aldi overheard them like talking amongst themselves. Like, I wonder who called the cops, fuckers. You know, they have no idea.
Yeah, and see, usually I have a very live and let live attitude. Like these same neighbors will blast music at all hours of the night, and we like to blast music sometimes too. So I'm like, you know what? This might not be the most convenient time to be blasting this music, but I can deal. It's no big deal. We've never called the office or the cops because they're blaring their music, even though we can really hear it.
It's rattling the apartment. Yeah.
So most of the time, I'm pretty cool with stuff like that. I mean, if I was doing that, I would rather at the very least, I would rather they just came over and said something instead of calling and complaining.
Yeah. Yeah. At the very least.
The reason, like, I could see somebody saying, well, aren't you being a hypocrite? Because, like, when they're out in the hallway, you don't go out there and say anything. You The reason I wouldn't go out there and say anything when they're out in the hallway is that those kids are very confrontational.
Yes, they are.
The last thing I want is to go out there and be like old man Whitey saying, you kids should be in bed. Don't you have school tomorrow?
Yeah, you don't want to be like that.
I don't.
That's not cool.
But if they're blaring their music and I'm trying to sleep and it really was a problem, I could go across the hallway and say, look, guys, you know, it's not that big a deal. I get it. You know, I like to have fun too, but I'm trying to sleep. Could you just turn it down a little bit?
Yeah, just respect.
And that'd be no big deal. And if they did that to us, I wouldn't be like, fuckers.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But with all these things considered, I don't think you can do that. Because no matter what, I think they're always in the mindset like they have no idea that they're doing anything wrong. So that it's just like a big fuck them
attitude. These neighbors in particular, because a lot of the things that we've said just now were like, black people do this. And, and I always do that to exaggerate. But these neighbors in particular, like, I'm not talking about black people anymore. These neighbors are just dicks.
Yeah, they are.
they really are. And like, they seem mad at me for existing. And I've never said anything to them except maybe excuse me when they're sitting on the steps. Ooh. But they always look pissed off when I come in. And, like, I do get the impression that if I ever said anything to them about something they're doing, that they'd be like, fuck off, Whitey.
Yeah, something like that.
And the way they reacted when the cops got called, like, what did we do? Like, what do you think you did?
Yeah.
Stupid.
What did we do? They're bouncing basketballs off my fucking car, and what did we do? Fuck you. God, it's another degree of asshole. Yeah, I don't care what color they are. I don't give a shit what race.
Right.
You're an asshole. You are a douchebag.
Well, speaking of black people, there's this video that's been going around the internet for quite a while now. I don't know how long ago it was that it came to light. It was made in 1992, and it's a video called Don't Copy That Floppy.
Yeah.
It's an anti-piracy video. It's specifically about PC games, and it starts out with these stupid-ass kids playing some shitty PC game at school.
Yeah.
And well, I'm going to play a little bit of it just in case you've never seen it before, just so you get an idea of what it is.
You're out. Oh, gosh. I'm trying. I'm going to beat you. You're not going to beat. There's one behind you.
Oh, man.
Crash and burn.
Too bad, Corey. Guess that makes me the winner. Again.
Temporary winner. I've been holding back. I've been giving you a break just so you get the hang of it. But now it's time to teach you a little respect.
Right. But it'll have to be next time. It's almost fourth period, and I do not want to get caught in here.
But, Jenny, hold up. Look, I brought a disc, and we could copy this, okay? And we can play it on my brother's computer.
Okay, no problem. All we got to do is...
Okay, now at this point, they put the disc in the computer, and it starts fucking up, and something magical is about to happen.
Whoa.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Did I hear you right? Did I hear you saying that you're gonna make a copy of a game without paying? Come on, guys! I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy!
Okay. a very early 90s black man just appeared on the PC, which moments ago was only capable of rendering graphics in probably like 16 colors. But now it's full motion video with some very dope beats in the background.
Like neon static flashing different colors behind the guy.
And he's doing this ridiculous dance that I'm not sure was ever hip. And he's wearing this hat. You have to see it. But so I don't. That might be all I'll play of it. But it's a rap song about how it's not right to copy PC games.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
Just fucking great.
This
fucking great
magical computer guy named DP for Digital Protector shows up and teaches these kids the wrongs of piracy.
Yep.
Well, some company or another recently got the idea that, you know, this video is so popular, why don't we make a sequel?
Yeah.
I mean, the kids love this video, so we'll make a sequel and we'll use the like ironic popularity of the old video to piggyback off of that and tell the kids about how piracy is wrong today.
Yeah, really get the message across.
Of course, that's stupid because the whole reason the people like the old video is because it's crazy and bullshit. Nobody takes it seriously. So we have a serious message to spread. We'll start out, our foundation will be this message that nobody takes seriously.
Yeah.
Whatever. So they've made Don't Copy That Floppy 2, and they've modernized it. It's, well, here, I'll just play it.
Welcome back to 90s Time Trip. It's that anti-piracy classic, Don't Copy That Floppy. Two game-loving kids get a lesson from DP, the rapper from cyberspace.
Come on. Now, it's a bunch of kids, like probably college-aged kids, watching TV, and they're watching a show kind of like I Love the 80s on VH1 or whatever, like that thing. Yeah. And they're talking about this classic video that everybody likes. Don't copy that floppy. And they're showing a clip of it.
Guys, I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy.
Now, there's an Asian kid sitting at his computer writing on CDs or maybe DVDs. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Blank ones. He's writing on them with a Sharpie. And on his computer screen is this ridiculous, like, faux anime image of a person throwing coins up in the air. And it says, Jason's Lair, Tunes, Games, and Apps. Oh, so I think Jesus it's pretty safe Christ. To assume that this Asian dude is Jason and this is his piracy website.
Yep.
Hey, Jason, you might want to watch out with all the copies you're making. The DP guy will be coming after you.
Whatever, man. It's just a copy.
Okay, now we've been transported into a CG Wonderland straight out of 1995.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're playing, they've got kind of a Linkin Park vibe going on with the background music.
Yeah.
And it just showed DP, the guy from the old video, dressed kind of like MC Hammer when he tried to make a comeback as like a gangster rapper.
Yep.
He's still got that ridiculous hat on. And there's some kind of weird building with a light coming out of it shining into the sky.
He's being transported.
Yeah, he's being transported, I guess. Now he's flying through the streets, Superman style.
Yeah, it's
and
fucking
it's
retarded.
Still, it still looks like 1995 CG.
Yeah, it's so bad.
This is worse. Like, when did Jurassic Park come out?
Oh, man.
Because this is 1,000 times worse than that.
Yeah, it is.
I'm back. It's me, DP. Digital protector for creativity. Don't copy that floppy. Wasn't floppies were new. Now we copy much more than floppies could do. So Jason and his freshman crew say chilling at his dorm, playing games and tunes. New games come out. Jason says he's got the link. One stroke of a key and he sells into his click now. Ever since he's got the lick, he's the man of the town. Whole school knows his tricks and he's feeling his crowd. Every new CD, every movie and show, software books, new games, Jason's selling them all. He made a couple of flips. He thought his game was unlocked until the uniform man came at his door with a knock. Now he's got nothing to say. He's petrified and he's shocked. He was the king of the town. Now he's the laugh of the block. He made a couple of flips. He thought his game was unlocked until the uniform man came at his door with a knock. Now he's got nothing to say. He's petrified and he's shocked. He was the king of the town. Now he's the laugh of the block. Copy that. What? Why?
Okay. Now a black girl, one of Jason's friends, just got up off the couch, looked at the TV, looked at what Jason's doing, making his copies while they're watching this video, and looked disgusted and walked out.
Yeah.
Because she's mad.
Ooh.
Apparently she didn't know until like 2 minutes ago that piracy was wrong. But now the television has informed her and she will no longer hang out with Jason.
Oh, DP. Yeah.
But Jason doesn't give a fuck. He's still writing on his discs.
Don't copy that. What? Why? Don't copy that. What? Why? Because it's not just a copy, it's a crime.
Okay. It used to be don't copy that floppy. That no longer applies. So instead of saying don't copy that DVD, don't copy that CD, there's too many different forms of media. So instead of all that, they've just dropped that noun. So now don't copy that what?
Yeah, instead of don't copy that floppy, it's don't copy that.
Good question. What? Don't copy what?
Too many technological advances.
Don't copy anything.
Yeah, don't copy anything.
Oh, by the way, half of this video is him being broadcast into Times Square. Only it's like horrible CG Times Square.
Oh, it's so bad, man.
This reminds me of something that my dad had these videos, these VHS tapes when I was a kid called The Mind's Eye. And it was this series of videotapes that was just, it was like an hour of CG randomness.
I saw that.
To like techno music.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool at the time because it was like cutting edge technology. But if you looked at it now, like, I could make that, like, in Google has some kind, what is that thing? Google SketchUp or something? I don't know what it is.
I know what you're talking about.
But, yeah. But Google has this thing that you can, like, make 3D models with. I could make these videos on that.
That's,
I don't know if it has an animation capability, but.
Yeah, at the time, man, this was the shit. It was futuristic. It was cool. Cutting edge, yeah.
This whole, like, video could have been rendered in real time on a PlayStation 2. It's not just a copy, it's a crime. Oh, now we're in the recording studio, and there is a girl. They've introduced a girl. I don't know what her character's name is. If she is also a digital protector, I don't know.
Is this the girl that was in the apartment?
No, this is a different girl. Although she's also wearing purple.
Yeah.
But no, this is a different girl.
I thought it was the roommate chick that, like, she was like, fuck this.
She walked out Jason. To take place in the video.
She's like, I'm getting part. In the studio.
Fuck this. Fuck Jason.
But no. No, it's not just a copy. It's a. Yeah. So why you want to shortchange me? I spent my time and effort and you bootleg me. You bootleg them. Think you gonna get yours free. Say it's only a copy and they ain't gonna see. From the movies to software, ebooks and more. You're sharing it with your peers, but you're killing the store. Killed a couple of careers because you're copying more. Couple years behind bars. Okay, now Jason, the Asian guy who was copying everything, copied so much shit that he fell asleep at his desk. And he's dreaming. And he just dreamed up a newspaper, I guess, because it's just a rectangle that says news, news, news at the top. Yeah, it's real bad, but yeah, newspaper.
And it says FBI arrests Where's Weasel. Where's, like, W-A-R-E-Z, like, basically pirated software. Like, hackers in 1995 would have called it Where's.
Where's.
And the article says, I just paused it. It says, local teen made millions pirating and selling software. The FBI announced today that it has arrested a metro area teenage girl previously known only as Where's Weasel on suspicion of fraud, copyright violations, and money laundering. Money laundering?
Jesus. This is bullshit.
You have to see this picture of this little girl. It's like, there's no way she was doing this, period, but definitely not money laundering.
Yeah.
The arrest is the result of a year-long investigation into the online sale of pirated games, music, software, and digital textbooks. It's also, like, nobody sells pirated software. And if they do, they sell it, like, on the street in some really metropolitan area. Because if you want pirated software, you get it for free online. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you wanted, like, a copy of Photoshop, which runs for multiple hundreds of dollars, I guess I could see the appeal of buying a copy on the street for $10. But if you have the internet, you can just download it for $0. Yeah. If you're going to pirate, you might as well do it right.
Yeah. And, like, God, you're on the street trying to sell this shit. Most people are probably, you know, not really going to buy your shit. Like, what do you got? Photoshop? Okay. Moving along?
I have that at home, doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody's pirated Photoshop.
Yeah.
The article also says the 15-year-old girl's name is now being released because, although a minor, she is being charged as an adult and faces substantial fines and jail time if convicted. Wow. This is... I'm not sure what their point is here. If their point is to tell me that it's immoral to pirate, then that's fine. And I sort of agree. But if their point, like, is their point to scare the shit out of me?
It is. It's a scare tactic.
I'm going to scare the shit out of you, plus also entertain you with a hip rap video.
Yes.
What are you trying to do? I'm getting a mixed message from you. Are you trying to intimidate me or entertain me? Even the store. And some kids say I'm older, you're minor. But the feds say I'm coming for your mama. You stealing and you bringing all this drama. Okay.
This is the worst.
The feds say they're coming for your mama, and then there are these ridiculous, like, SWAT team-looking commando dudes who bust into this little girl's house. Her mom's in the kitchen, like, doing dishes or cooking food or something with, curlers in her hair.
On.
And they're assaulting her physically.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Don't pirate software because the Gestapo will come into your house and beat the shit out of your mom. I guess that's persuasive.
Wow.
I mean, I don't really want my mom to be arrested and beaten.
Now I'm terrified. Cause you don't want to spend a couple dollars. Don't copy that.
What? Why don't copy that? What? Why don't copy that? oh, she was cooking spaghetti. They just chased her out of the house and she fell over into the bowl of spaghetti. Oh, and now she's covered in spaghetti and being led off in handcuffs.
Nice.
While her daughter stands there with her hands behind her back. Maybe she's been handcuffed too. It's hard to tell. But she's listening to an MP3 player the whole time. She looks sad, like, I can't believe I did this to my mom. But she's also jamming out to tunes on her MP3 player. Probably pirated ones.
This is clearly orchestrated by a honky. This is so bad.
I think it's the same guy that they got to play DP. And I guess it's true what they say, black don't crack, because he looks the same age as he did when he did the one in 1992.
Man. Yeah. Wow, coffee's not just a copy, it's a crime. Coffee's
not just a copy, it's a crime. Okay, now there are Klingons.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know.
It's getting worse.
There are Klingons now. One of them was holding a CD or a DVD, and another one comes in. They're sitting in a regular, like, office, too. There's Klingon text at the bottom of the screen. I don't speak Klingon, so I don't know if it's real or not.
The costumes are so bad.
Yeah. And this other Klingon walks into the room and grabs the disc out of the one that's, I guess, been pirating. He grabs it out of his hand. The guy who's been pirating, his eyes wide, and he's like, "Ooh, what's going on?" And I guess he's saying, "Don't pirate things."
Yeah.
But why?
Better, shame on you.
I wonder if they just, like, one of the people who made this was like, "I know somebody who can get us Klingon costumes." Well, fuck, if we've got Klingon costumes, we might as well use them. Let's use everything we've got.
Yeah.
What does this have to do with anything? And I'm not a big-time Trekkie, but I kind of doubt Klingons would really have a big problem with pirating software anyway. It's a crime. Say it's not just a copy, it's a crime. No, it's not just a copy, it's a... Now the man is in jail. Okay. Jason, the Asian dude, they just showed him... He's still dreaming.
Still dreaming, yeah.
They just showed him drawing, like, a picture of an anime chick with wings, and then it fades into him tattooing the same thing on a dude's arm in prison.
This is...
Wow.
This is good shit.
Won't be no babe.
Won't be no babe.
People know what his name is.
Never trust what his game
is. Never trust what his game is.
I should have waited a second to pause it the last time, because right after I started it back up, he's still in jail. They're all wearing orange jumpsuits, and he gets attacked, like, stomp style by a bunch of dudes.
With brooms.
With push brooms. They're all dancing and attacking him with push brooms. But, like, they're attacking him like West Side Story style. Like,
yeah.
And so it's choreographed. Like, it's dancing. They're not hitting him or anything. Like, they all take the brooms and make, like, a cage around him and dance in a circle.
Dance intimidation.
This is the least intimidating prison ever. Like, I was more scared when they arrested that chick's mom, but now that I know once she gets to jail, she's just going to have to dance with a bunch of black people. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
People search online. You don't want your reputation in that kind of situation.
Invest in your tools and do what you do. Make a name for yourself. Become authentically you. Practice your craft until it's crystal clear. Turn your talent and your passion into a career. There are new rules in this wild.
Okay. Jason just woke up, startled, awake from his dream. DP was on his computer, and unlike the 1992 version, the computer didn't fuck up and go to static first, and then he showed up. This time he just faded gracefully on screen because our technology has improved.
Yes.
And now they're showing, like, nerdy white dudes with ponytails rendering, I guess, in-game models of cars for a game. I don't... And I guess this part's supposed to be inspirational. Like, this is they scared the shit out of you a minute ago. Now they want to talk you into being a content provider so that you won't want your shit pirated.
Yeah. They're using, you know, they're coming at you from every angle.
I guess.
This age, can you make your art and still get paid? Can you walk the line and not get played? Can you walk the line and not get played?
Don't copy that. What? Why don't copy that? What? Why don't copy that?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Now, DP and the little girl who got arrested for software piracy are doing, like, a Singing in the Rain style hip hop dance in a generic first person shooter game.
Like, some corridor.
Like, they showed something from Doom, which I guess was probably supposed to be from Doom 3, although it almost looked like a ripoff of the Predator in puppet form. I don't really know what it was.
Yeah.
And now they're in this generic first-person shooter corridor dancing, doing a choreographed dance.
What? Why? Coffee's not just a copy, it's a crime.
Oh, but now the Klingons just joined in. Still not sure why there are Klingons in this video.
It's not just a copy, it's a crime. No, it's not just a copy, it's a crime.
it's a crime. Say it's not just a copy, it's a crime. No, it's not just a copy, it's a I'm the digital protector for all things new. Think choices and consequences for everything you do. As you move into the future, what's gonna follow you? What's gonna follow you? What's gonna follow you?
My name is Jeremiah Mondello, and I want you to know that pirating software is no joke.
Okay, now the music video is over, but now they've brought on this douche because apparently he got arrested for pirating things. And I'm wondering, like, was part of his punishment, like, they're showing him in a prison and he's doing this interview from prison. I'm wondering if part of his punishment was that they, like, castrated him. They removed his balls.
Yeah. Hi, my name is, hi, I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm here to tell you about piracy.
Anyway.
I'm serving 4 years for selling pirated software on the web. And now, for the rest of my life, I'll be labeled a felon and an ex-con. Don't make the same mistakes I did. It's not just a copy, it's a crime.
Okay, that's it. At the end there, he's looking like above the camera and he says, "It's not just a copy, it's a crime." And then it cuts to a shot of him in slow motion looking at the ground and slowly looking up.
Yeah, like shame. Shame.
I can't believe I did this.
Like I said, who's selling pirated software and who's buying it?
Yeah, like, I didn't know it was such a problem.
Anybody who's dumb enough to buy pirated software is probably dumb enough to not want it in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to use this shit anyway.
Yeah. And this is costing money, man. It's like a public service announcement, you know.
And unlike the first one, which was all about software piracy, this one seems to be mostly about software piracy, but it also seems to kind of touch on music piracy and just piracy in general.
In general, yeah.
Like, I think that's why they had the chick in the music studio talking about, why are you going to pirate my shit?
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, she's a musician, so now they're talking about music piracy.
That's so retarded.
Now, like I said, I kind of get, like, I'm not going to lie, I've pirated shit, for sure.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I kind of get why it's wrong and why people shouldn't do it. But this video isn't going to help anybody. Not at all. Anybody who finds this video entertaining is going to find it entertaining because it's bad.
And ridiculous, yeah. It's funny.
And everybody else is just going to look at it and go, Like anybody who watches this video and goes, yeah, fuck yeah, right on, man, already thought that. Like,
yes.
That's the problem with a lot of, like, propaganda.
Yeah.
Is that the people producing it don't know what the fuck they're doing. So rather than, like, saying something that might persuade someone, they just put out shit that's preaching to the choir. So anybody who's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just somebody who already thought that.
Yeah, and the digital protector.
Yeah,
I think it's ironic that they make a black man the representative of anti-theft.
That's a good point.
Suck me sideways. Are you kidding me?
Well, he's a magical black man. That's like, that adds to the magic of him.
He is very magical. Yeah, he's got like eyeliner on. It's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy, yeah.
He's like,
I'm going to listen to a black dude preaching about anti-theft.
A black guy that doesn't like theft is like a unicorn. It's a mythical creature.
Oh, okay. I see it that way.
I don't get it. It's like, and the whole concept is ridiculous because, like I said earlier, the whole point of, not the point of the last video, like the first video, not the point of it, but the reason people like it today, the reason people still know what it is because everybody thinks it's ridiculous and they like to laugh at it.
Yeah. Like,
so why use that as the building, you know, the foundation for your new anti-piracy campaign? We're going to take this thing that everybody laughs at.
Yes.
Because they think it's ridiculous. Build off of that and try to give the same message.
Only an old white guy, would come up with this shit and think, like, imagine this marketing meeting. Ideas? Well, it was very successful. Let's make a number two. But the fucking video is probably under comedy and YouTube. I mean,
when
the video first came out, there was no YouTube.
When I first found this new video, there was like an article accompanying it, and the article said that like one of the youngsters that the person who was writing the article had shown the video to said, not only does this not make me want to stop pirating, it actually makes me want to go out and pirate anything, something, anything, just to spite this video. I don't even care
me
what
too,
it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't get it. But, you know, I guess some things just aren't for me to get. And yep. Speaking of things that I don't get, here's a story from right here in good old Michigan.
Yeah.
About a mom who fucked her kid.
Mom Amy Sword charged with 3 counts of rape, first degree CSC, facing forever behind bars and out on bond. Not here. And not here. Her listed address, an abandoned home.
I don't know. Why do they do that a lot in news stories?
Yeah.
Where, like, you couldn't see it, obviously, but what they just did was went to her house and knocked on the door and then went to, I guess, another house that she supposedly lives at. I don't know. They said the second house was her listed address, so I don't know what the first house was.
Yeah.
But anyway, they went to them both with the camera, knocked on the door, and said, not here, not here either. Okay, you could have just said that. Like, are you just trying to pad out the story? Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they had a slot to fill and they needed, you know, to take up a certain amount of time. But, you know, what...
You see that a lot when they go to confront the person, yeah. Oh, they weren't home.
Well, it's one thing to say, like, they weren't available to comment when we... Or, you know, we went to their house and they weren't home. But to show it and show the guy knocking on the door,
stupid,
like, are you trying to make a point?
It's silly.
Anyway, and now they're showing somebody typing on the keyboard, and you'll hear why in a second.
But she is speaking via MySpace. First, the doctor.
I'm the chief of consultation and liaison psychiatry at Sinai Grace Hospital of Detroit.
Have you ever heard of something like this?
I don't think I've heard of another case like this in my career.
And he's seen it all. Dissected thrill killer J.V. Orlowitz and Stephen Grant, Dr. Shiner says.
Our first reaction to hearing about something like this is that this is every man's nightmare. It's an abomination. When I keep saying I'm at a loss for words because it's something that we consider to be so out of the normal, so prohibited in every culture that it unnerves every man just to think about it.
Now, this might just be me being weirdly sensitive to the language he's using, but it's kind of weird to me that he makes a point of saying it's every man's nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he just means it in, like, sort of the old-fashioned gender-neutral sense. Like, you know, when you say mankind, you don't mean men. You mean just man, like humans.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he means, but the way he said it, it makes it sound like this should be especially offensive to men.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why.
Yeah, at first, I didn't get it.
Women will be fine with this, but men should be appalled.
It doesn't make sense. It is, like, a nightmare. Like, fucked my mom, dude!
My biggest nightmare... and the kid's a kid, so when he says every man's nightmare, like... I don't know. I guess this might just be in my head, but it's like he's saying, like my biggest nightmare would be that my wife would fuck my child. I don't really know.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's a doctor. I guess he knows better than I do.
Mom, Amy Sword, goes by a registered alias, Amy Pope, on MySpace. Authorities not yet saying if her son knew she was biological mom during the alleged sexual encounters or how she found him 10 years after giving him up for adoption. On MySpace, Mom says of herself, she rises during the worst of obstacles, quoting People magazine on a once-imprisoned rapper, saying of herself...
The once-imprisoned rapper was Lil' Kim. I don't know why they didn't say that.
Yeah.
And her MySpace was taken down, I think, today or sometime yesterday, but I went to it before it was taken down, and she had some pictures up there. I might do her.
I don't know. Oh, man.
Like,
oh, man.
If I didn't know she was my mom and I was a teenage kid, I'd almost definitely do her. If I did know she was my mom, it'd be a coin flip.
Yeah. Does that make it better for you, Kyle?
Well, it's not as weird if I've been adopted by these people are my parents. I mean, it's no big deal. I use a condom. There won't be any mutant babies.
Yeah, it's weird because we... You hear this strange shit, and you always look at the person involved, and if it's a sex story, and you're, like, hoping she's hot. I don't know. But it usually turns out she's hideous, and it's like, whoa,
fuck? You know, like, those... You hear... It's like at least once a year you hear a story about a female teacher boning a male student.
Yes, exactly.
And they're almost always attractive.
Yes.
And that's especially strange to me, because it's like...
Then it's no big deal.
Well, sure. I mean, then people are like, it's, you know, that double standard. Like, they're congratulating the kid.
Yeah,
whereas if it was a female student and a male teacher, they'd be like appalled.
Yes.
But beyond that, like, it's weird to me because the teacher's hot. You would think she could have no problem finding dudes to bone. Yeah, even if she wanted underage dudes to bone, you would think she could find them like at the mall or something and not bone her students. You know, find somebody that she can have anonymous sex with and not get in trouble.
Yeah.
But
strange.
I don't know.
Reminds me of myself, saying her mood is strong, as always. The prosecutor says the boy in question is a minor, leading Dr. Shiner.
This could be his first sexual experience, and his first sexual experience could be something so conflicted, so unusual, so prohibited.
So hot.
Yeah.
that it'll stay with him for life.
And the lawyer of the accused, Kenneth Birch, says she maintains her presumption of innocence.
Yeah, this is weird because there's not a lot of facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like coming out with this story. Like, we don't know how old the kid is.
Yep.
We don't know, like, how anybody found out about it. Like, is the kid
that's
the one that
me.
Said this happened?
How did
we
this...
don't know if the kid knew this was his mom or not. You know, we don't, well, for one thing, we don't even know if it happened for sure. But if it did happen, we don't know, like, if it was consensual and then he found out it was his mom and freaked out and, like, told on her, or if it wasn't consensual to begin with, like, she held him down and fucked him.
This is important shit. Yeah.
We don't know any of this. But I guess the major issue and the reason we don't care about any of this is the fact that this dude boned his mom.
Yeah. I wonder if he came on her face.
The doctor said this is taboo. You know, it's prohibited in all cultures. I guess I don't know of a culture where it's not, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, animals do
out,
it.
Yeah, out in the tribes and shit. They do all kinds of
stuff. I guarantee
things.
You there are cultures where it's not such a big deal to fuck your sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, well, yeah, it's still icky, but... I think a lot of the reason it's icky is because we know that there could be, you know, birth defects and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, don't fucking do that. And so now we're so used to saying don't fucking do that, that, you know, it's taboo and it's icky.
Yep.
It's kind of like how icky. I don't like it when women don't shave their legs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
yeah.
You know, it's just a thing we're used to.
And
not that I think we should go back to fucking our sisters, but I think it's a lot of it's up in our heads. Like, I guess to me, the bigger deal here is if she actually raped him or not. Like, I guess if you want to fuck your mom, do what you want, you know?
Yeah.
And it's weird that she seems to have sought him out.
That's
to
the
bone
weird
him.
Thing. Yeah.
If she gave him up for adoption, let somebody else raise him till he's fucking age.
Yeah.
And then look him up on the internet and track him down and give him what for.
Yeah. It's killing me because, like, yeah, if he didn't know and he fucked her and she obviously sought him out, but
that would fuck with your head big time.
Yeah, because he's like, who? You know, he's a young male and he's
like, she's an older, you know, older lady for a teenager. She's
like
35.
It's like a dream, yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like if if you had a hot teacher and one day she was like, want to fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost, yeah, it's like a fantasy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you find out that teacher's your mom and it's like,
fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, man, that kid. Oh, poor guy. If that was the case, man, I really feel for him. But
it's kind of funny. And ultimately, if it was like if the situation was that it was consensual and then he found out,
yeah,
oops, that was my mom, then the only real harm done was the like mental harm.
Yes.
You know, it's not like he got raped. It's like he had sex with somebody and found out it was mom was his mom, and it's going to follow him for the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
Anybody who finds out about it is going to...
It's the guy that fucked his mom.
Yeah, like strangers, like I guess people at school maybe might make fun of him for it. I think people who actually know him would probably just like be really weird talking about anything sexual with him.
Oh, yeah.
They probably would try not to bring it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to affect him for the rest of his life in some form or another. Yeah. Unless he moves somewhere where nobody knows him and just never talks about it.
Yeah. But then again, if he was raped, then, you know, he was kind of assaulted, I guess.
And his mom is dumb. Like I said, I went to her MySpace.
Yeah.
And like they read that quote. They said something about I'm in a good mood as always or I forget what it said. Anyway,
yeah,
but it says as always.
Yeah.
And she spelled as always AZALWAY and then left the S off the end.
As always.
As always.
Yeah.
And as was spelled with a Z. Everything was misspelled in her like status update, her mood.
Typical girl.
But
yeah,
anyway. But she's fucking 35.
Wow. Yeah, that's
like
pretty bad.
She spells like she's 12. And like she wants to be hip.
Now, hey, I could spell when I was 12, so.
Like a 12-year-old girl texting on her cell phone.
Okay. Well put. All right. Good form.
How do you spell synesthesia, Orion?
fuck you.
That's a good transition, I guess, into the next thing I wanted to talk about. Synesthesia.
Making me look like an ass. Anyways.
If you don't know what synesthesia is, and you probably don't, because I don't think most people do. Synesthesia is it's kind of like getting the wiring for your different senses crossed, like sight, hearing, smell, taste. And people who are synesthetes will sometimes they'll hear a word and see a color.
Yeah.
Or I've heard of people, I don't know. See, the first time I read about this, I read about it in the Weekly World News, which is the horrible tabloid that features Bat Boy on the cover and stuff. So the first time I read about it, I thought it wasn't real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they do that. They'll put in
bullshit.
If you
stories.
Read the whole thing, there will be kind of real stories in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
But they're still kind of bullshitted up a little bit.
Yep.
I read a story once about a chick who had taste buds on her feet and could taste pies with her feet, which God. I think probably came from, I think it is possible to have taste buds kind of misdistributed, but I don't think they would ever be in such a concentration on your feet that you could taste a pie with your feet. But anyway.
That would suck.
So the first time I read about it was there. So I don't know how much of this is coming from that and how much of it's coming from a real article. But I remember hearing something about someone who when they heard the phone ring, they would see blue cubes. So, not only would they see colors, but they would see shapes.
That's very interesting, yeah.
And one thing I'm unclear on is if they actually see things, they're hallucinating, they really see it in front of them, or if they just kind of associate these colors with these things, they think of them in their head, they kind of get a mental picture of it.
Yeah.
But
that would make more sense to me.
The thing that brought it up was this woman who has what is called space-time synesthesia. And so she kind of experiences time as space. And, there's a little audio clip that kind of explains it. It's pretty short.
When I think of a year, I think of it like a running track. And the two kind of short ends of the track, like the curves, are holidays. So the Christmas holiday, which is obviously a very short end, because it's such a short holiday, and then the summer holiday, which is kind of longer, because it's a longer break. And it's a bit like being on the inside of the running track, and my perspective changes as we go through the year. It's the same running track, but the angle that I'm in the centre, and I'm kind of turning round slowly as it goes. And I can see the week spread out in a kind of long line, and within each week I can see each day, and then the hours within each day are kind of stacked on top of each other.
Now, that might not have made a whole lot of sense to you, because it doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
It makes sense to me, yeah.
But the idea is, she sees time as, space. But the way she describes it makes me think that it's, more of a mental thing. She doesn't actually see time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's probably the same with, the sound color kind of associations and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder, I almost feel like I'm being sort of like a hypochondriac about this. I wonder if I qualify for this or not, but I have had experiences like that, kind of when I was a little kid, and this kind of went away, so maybe it doesn't count. But when I was a little kid, every letter of the alphabet had its own color in my head, all of them, and they were always the same color. The ones I can remember, A was always yellow, Z was always green, I think B was red, I think C was blue, and they were just always this color. Whenever I would think of this letter in my head, it was this color.
Yeah.
And I also have kind of a similar thing. When I listen to music, different sounds will have different colors and kind of patterns to them sometimes, like guitar sounds, like distorted guitar, kind of sounds will have sort of an orangey, reddish orange kind of color to them.
Wow.
And see, this is one of those things because some of these seem to draw on experiences I've had. So I wonder if it's not the same thing, but I sort of picture it as a waveform, like you would see in a sound editor, the peaks and stuff. And then there are other guitar tones, like a clean guitar, the kind that makes almost more of like a like an ooh sound instead of an ng sound, if that makes any sense. Like, like if you have like an electric guitar and it's got like the three standard pickups and you put it in the lower position and it has more of like almost a kind of a sound, and then you put it in the upper position and it sounds a little more like ooh.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, the ooh sounds on a, like a clean guitar are more blue or like blue greens, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And like a cymbal, any kind of like white noise or like cymbal kind of sounds are usually like white or maybe like a really pale yellow, and they almost have like a starfield kind of a sparkly pattern to them.
Yeah, wow.
Does any of that make any sense?
It makes sense, yeah. I think that's why this, like, the story is interesting, because you can kind of relate, you know, especially going back to being a kid in the alphabet. I however, don't have any of this at all.
I wonder if any of that counts.
I think it's like really interesting.
If I told that to a doctor, like a psychologist or whatever, if they would be like, no, that's not it. That's not
it.
I don't know.
To me, it makes sense. Yeah, it's
numbers. Numbers had colors too when I was a kid, but that was different, probably just because they're like, I don't remember it real well. Like numbers, I think probably up to 9 had colors. And then I don't know if like in combinations, you know, like 172, would each number be a different color, like each digit, or would the whole number be, I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that, like I said, that went away. So I don't know.
I don't know. I can see it being useful like as a kid, and it helps with memory, like with the colors, you know, they, like you said, if like a 0 was one color and the 1 was a different color and you saw 10 or thought of 10, would you think of the 1 and the 0 as those colors?
I think maybe part of the reason the colors of the letters went away might be because as I got better at reading, I stopped thinking about letters as individuals.
Yeah.
I started thinking about words instead of letters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that might be it.
I've never had colors associated with words. I've heard other people have, but I don't really know.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
It's not really.
I wonder if we could find other cases on that, like what other people have experienced.
I've read about other stuff. Like there was somebody who said certain words had flavors.
Oh. Okay.
Like
certain words
would taste like ice cream.
Wow.
Which would be, see, the thing is, like, if it's a real like the people who see colors and shapes, like if that's a real hallucination,
yeah,
seems like that would just ruin your day.
Yeah, it would.
You know, like there's all these blocks and colors and splotchy things floating around in front of you all day, like, fuck. Wouldn't that make it really hard to function?
Yeah, it would.
So I have to imagine that's not what it is, but
yeah. But with flavors, wow. The word hamburger tastes like ice cream.
And I've never heard of a case where it's literally like your ears are wired to your tongue, you know, like instead of hearing things, you taste them. I've never heard of that. So I don't know.
That is weird wiring of the brain. Yeah.
I'd be curious to know if anybody else has experienced this. Like if you could write in the comments, if you have any idea what I'm talking about, if that makes any sense to you. Like,
yeah. Even if you were a kid, if you could recall and go back, because I didn't. So I'm kind of being lame. I have nothing to really add, but yeah, if anybody has anything, that'd be cool. Cause I think this is just goddamn awesome.
I want to switch gears here for a second. There's two things I want to talk about. One thing is that I wanted to acknowledge, since I put up the donate button, we've had one donation. And I don't want to name the person because I don't know if they would want to be named, but thank you to that person.
Yeah.
And I also am not, you know, I'm not mad at anybody for not donating, although I do have a birthday coming up next month. And Orion has a birthday coming up the month after that. So, you know, if you are in the giving spirit, you know, send a little something our way. But aside from that, and that actually, the reason I bring that up and this other thing together is because they do sort of go hand in hand. Like I've said in previous episodes, I'm trying to upgrade our podcasting equipment. But because of the current podcasting equipment we're using, I can't really like buy something and then integrate it into our current setup and then buy something else until, you know, I can't upgrade piece by piece and actually upgrade what we're doing. I have to buy all of it and then put it all together. So I've been buying it piece by piece, but the stuff that I've already got is just sitting around because we can't use it yet. I ordered an audio compressor from musiciansfriend.com. I ordered this at the beginning of last month, August.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter if you know what an audio compressor does or not, but it's something we need to upgrade our equipment.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome.
And when I ordered it, it came with two free gifts. And I was like, awesome.
Fuck yeah.
One of the free gifts was a microphone. It's a dynamic microphone, and it's not really the kind of microphone we need for the show, but still, it's a free microphone. Yeah, we could find something to do with it. So I was like, awesome. And the other free gift, I don't even really know what it is.
Yeah, what is that again?
It's a patch bay.
Patch bay. No
and
idea.
And I know a little bit about audio stuff, but from what I can tell, a patch bay is just a box with a shitload of inputs on one side and a shitload of outputs on the other.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
What's it for? Like, you plug shit in on the one side, and then it comes right back out the other side. It's just like adding a step, as far as I can tell. So part of the reason I bring that up is because I'm wondering if anybody who's listening knows anything about audio hardware, if maybe somebody could explain to me what I could possibly need a patch bay for. The other reason I bring that up is that I keep getting these emails from musicians' friends saying, oops, that's on back order, so we can't send it. And then it gives me a date when they're supposed to get it in.
Yeah.
It never specified what was on back order, like out of the three items I'm supposedly getting. And I assumed it was the audio compressor because that's what the date was next to. So I was like, all right. It says it's in stock on their website, but whatever. Maybe I just got in there right at the last minute and it hadn't updated yet, because on their website it says it only updates like the inventory every 15 minutes. So I was like, well, maybe I just missed it, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody snagged the last one right before I bought it. So I was like, okay, all right. So I'm waiting. And I kept getting these emails, and I kept checking the website, and it kept saying it was still in stock. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
So I called them. I called the number, and I said, hey, I'm just checking on this order. It keeps telling me it's in stock on the website, but you keep telling me it's out of stock in my email, and it hasn't shipped. I ordered it weeks ago. And the lady I was talking to looked it up and said, oh, it appears it's actually the patch bay that's on back order.
Oh,
we don't have any more of these patch bays. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was just worried that I fucked something up. Like, I don't know. Did I not have the funds? And instead of telling me that I didn't have the money, they just didn't send it out and told me it was on back order. That doesn't make any sense.
That makes
but I
no
was
sense.
Trying to figure out why they had this thing and weren't sending it to me. But now I know it's the patch bay. Okay, thanks for your time. And so I let it go for a little bit longer. And I still haven't gotten it. And it's getting to the point where, like, I don't have a lot of money, and I don't want to buy something else that's expensive and then have, oops, the audio compressor finally shipped out and they finally charged me for it. And now I'm a little bit screwed because I got charged for two of these expensive things all at once.
Exactly.
So I've been waiting to get that before I buy the next piece of the pie. But I'm anxious to get all this equipment together because the show sounds okay. And, you know, it sounds better than a lot of the shitty podcasts out there, but that's not really saying much. And the show could sound way, way better. And I think we would also get more listeners because of that, because I think some people care more about audio quality than others. Some people, they click on a show and they listen to a little bit of it and they're like, this sounds like shit. And it doesn't matter what we're saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want us to sound as good as possible. And I'm starting to think, like, unless somebody can tell me there's a reason why I should want this patch bay, I'm starting to think maybe I should just call them and say, you know what? Keep the patch bay.
Yeah, just send the shit.
Just send me the rest of it. And just keep the patch bay. I don't even know what it's for. Just keep it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, if somebody can explain to me what it's for and maybe there's a good reason why I would want it, then maybe I should wait. But yeah, I don't know. What the hell's a patch bay for? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I guess maybe just, if you had a shitload of equipment, it gives you one central place to plug in things and unplug them. But
that seems likely, yeah.
That must be it, right?
But,
like, you put it in a rack
and
then...
We don't have a whole lot, really, to plug in. I mean, it's just more of a convenience thing, yeah.
I want to ultimately have four mics available at once. It'd probably still be us most of the time.
Yeah.
But I would like to be able to have four people in the studio.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, so that's all we would really need is four input jacks, and those are going to be on the mixing board that we're going to get. So I don't know. But yeah, so if you like the show and you want us to get better, you want the show to sound better, you want the show to have a bigger audience, more people to argue with in the comments.
Yeah.
I hate asking for money, but it would help if you could send us a little something. You know, like I said, I feel like a douche. Like, send us money. But, you know, if you can.
Yeah, if you can, if you got it, send it. Yeah. It'll make everything better.
I mean, do you think it's douchey to ask? Like, I feel like a douche, but I think it's okay. You know, they still have the option to not do it.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's fine. The way you brought it up was a little like, we've got one donation. Fuckers.
No. I'm not.
But
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad if we had no donations, you know, whatever. But
yeah, money's good. Donate.
Right.
And then we will get better.
The reason I said we had one donation was because I wanted to say thanks to that donator.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry if it sounded like I was accusing everyone else of being stingy. That's not, right. That's not the point.
It's all good, baby.
But on that note, I think we will wrap this up.
We will conclude episode 31.
No voicemails this week.
That's bullshit.
See, now you're the one being mean to listeners.
Sorry. Fuck. Is it so hard to pick up a goddamn phone and just dial the number and be awesome?
You don't even have to pick up the phone anymore. If you've got a mic on your laptop or whatever, you can use Skype now. Yeah, I added the little Skype Me button.
Yeah.
But anyway, we haven't gotten a single Skype voicemail, which is, I guess people don't use it much anymore. I don't know.
I wonder if people know what it is. Yeah, Skype. Get Skype, man.
I've said before what it is. It's basically the phone on the internet. Yeah. And as long as you're calling other Skype users, it's free. So
it's pretty sweet.
So if you're worried about long distance charges or anything like that, if you want to use Skype, it's free. But anyway, like I said, we're going to wrap this up. So you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can check us out on Le Facebook. I just posted a quote from Aldi. Aldi was drunk and we were sitting here listening to music and stuff and talking about things. And Aldi all of a sudden said... we were talking about Obama for some reason, and Aldi said, I like Obama. He's not black. He wears a suit. Like, somehow black people don't wear suits.
Yeah, that was funny.
Ever.
The shit that comes out of her mouth.
So, yeah, check us out on the Facebook. Check us out on the Twitter. Send us a donation. God damn it. Only one donation. I'm so mad.
And a voicemail.
Send me birthday donations.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sweet. More money I can spend at the bar and, you know.
Well, actually, the...
Wait a minute.
Just to...
let me back up.
Just to reassure people, the money, if you did donate, would not go to the bar. In fact, the way our PayPal account is set up, you couldn't even do that. We don't have a PayPal.
I was kidding anyway.
I know, but I'm just... Yeah. Just to be specific.
Yes.
The way the PayPal account is set up, Orion could not spend it all on booze.
Well, thank God for that.
Right, because otherwise you would.
Yeah.
You drunken Irishman.
Beer, beer, beer.
Right. Yeah. Is there anything else we need to say before we...
That should do it.
Don't copy that floppy.
Yeah. DP coming after
Or fuck your mom.
Yeah. Don't fuck your mom. You'll be that
Don't
guy.
DP your mom.
Yeah.
DP says, fuck. Okay. All right. Bye.
We'll check you next week.
I love kissing boys, and you love that as well.